Can you talk a little bit about, you know, managing family life while you're working?
Well, yeah, the family is so important to be successful with that. You really have to be good communicators with your wife, with your kids. You have to ensure that they have people that they can call when you're out on the boats. If you have, and everybody has plumbing problems, electrical problems, automobile problems, you know, mechanical issues. If you ensure that they have the right people to get a hold of, if they have these little breakdowns while you're out there, you can't just run home and do it, but they have to know who to call. So instead of going into a panic mode, they know exactly, if you have everything laid out for them, they know exactly who to call and where they can get help to get whatever it is fixed. And I think having that good support system there is very important. My wife, you know, she was a school teacher also. And so, you know, when I would be away, of course, she's the mother and father, and it challenged her a little bit with the kids. But yet, when I would be home, I always made sure that, you know, I would do the cleaning, I would do the cooking and laundry. It didn't matter, you know. I'd make sure I made her life easier when I was at home. That way, when I was gone, you know, it kind of offset those challenges.
And how difficult was it? I assume it's changed over time, but in terms of communicating with your family while you're out at work.
Yeah, years ago when I first started, the only way you could communicate besides writing letters, you know, sending cards and letters, and sometimes you may get them and you might not. They would send them to various boat stores up and down the river where they knew you would frequent. You know, you bought your groceries or whatever, and you might get a letter that was 2 or 3 months old, but it was always good to read it. The telephones were far and few between. If you were on a locking river, you always had opportunities at the locks. They had pay phones at all the locks that you could go up and make calls home to check on the family to see if everyone was okay or if anything new had happened or whatever. Also, you had marine radios, which were not private. Open to everyone that had a VHF radio, that they would listen in on your conversations and things, so that was a little difficult. Today, with the cell phones, the iPads, the computer systems, you have almost an instantaneous communication with your family and what have you. And even seeing the kids, you know, you can get on a video chat or whatever it might be.
Do you think it's an easier job in that sense now than it used to be?
It's what you want to make it. Yeah. I think you have different tools today than what you had before, different media that you can use, but I think the job's still the same. It's what you want to make of it. If you want to make it a difficult job, you will. If you want to make it a good job, you will. It's all in how you look at that and are able to accept it. Like I say, the benefits far outweigh the negatives. You have opportunities that other industries don't really promote or have available to them unless you work 16 hours, 18 hours a day, and you know, you go home and you sleep and you're right back to work. Out there, you're out there to work. You do your six on, six off. You know, you get adequate sleep. That there again, you know, you have to be the one that ensures that you're getting the proper rest. The officers on board the boat try to oversee that, and you know, we'll coach and counsel when necessary to ensure that you're getting your proper rest, and safety has really evolved the safety systems that are out on the boat today, the safety tools that you have available to you today versus what used to be. It used to be, you know, that was push, you know, time is money, and really we've proved that that wasn't quite correct. You can be very efficient, very safe, and still do a very good job.